This podcast, thanks to Squirrel Super. No kickbacks and no commissions. Self-managed super is easy with squirrelsuper.com.au.
I touched on this last week. You hear this expression, welfare churn. That means people are getting more in welfare than they pay in tax. I alluded to this earlier in the program. Joe Hockey made the point at the weekend that taxpayers have a right to know how their taxes prop up other Australians. That is, how deep is someone else's hand in your pocket? Mr. Hockey says he insisted the budget papers show the disparity between the take-home incomes of Australians who work full-time and that of those who receive welfare. Nowhere was this more starkly exposed than in the example I gave you earlier, between the entitlements of a sole parent with two children, under six, working in a job which pays $30,000, and a single person working full-time in a job which pays $80,000. Would you believe after tax, a sole parent earning just $30,000 ends up with a disposable income of $66,304, while the single person working his guts out on $80,000 ends up with a disposable income $6,000 less. This happens because the sole parent receives $38,838 a year in welfare. The single full-time worker on $80,000 gets no government assistance. Even families on pretty decent incomes are coming out ahead. A dual-income couple earning $100,000 with two children is entitled to $20,499 a year in government assistance. That's in your pocket, their hand in your pocket. The couple pays $17,094 a year in tax, so the family has a disposable income of $103,405. They were on $100,000 before tax. That's an increase after tax, $3,000 higher than the couple's pre-tax salary. And the Labor Party doesn't believe there should be any cuts to the Family Tax Benefits Program. They need their heads read.
This podcast, thanks to Squirrel Super. No kickbacks and no commissions. Self-managed super is easy with squirrelsuper.com.au.